This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Creative Energy, my brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. It just got here.
Are you excited? I can't tell.
Oh, no, I am kind of excited about it. Yeah. It's like a total relaxation game changer. Do you see how relaxed I am?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been in it.
So loose. Well, technically, I have been in it, Ben. I have. I've sat in it. It's in my yard. We have the electrician coming today, and then I can fill it with water. I looked at it a lot this weekend, staring at it.
I'm sure you did. Longingly.
We did get in it. We were dry when we got out. It was crazy. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You can create your own personal paradise, too. Just visit creativeenergy.com for all their store locations. Hello, San Rafael. Hi, Cole. Really nice people. And so exciting. I'm so excited. I'm so jelly to hear that you were in yours on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Soon I'm going to come in and tell you all that you'll be all jealous of me being in it every day.
Me and my daughters went in.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Them little girls.
And then we had carrot cake.
Oh, you love carrot cake.
Well, yeah, my people know what I want to have.
That's so great. That's a nice birthday for you.
Wow, that's your go-to?
He loves it.
Wow.
You don't love carrot cake?
I really like carrot cake, but it is definitely polarizing.
Yeah, know? I don't like it. If you could give me carrot, I like the cake part. I hate cream cheese frosting.
Oh, I like that.
I don't like it.
What?
You that's can keep your red velvet thing things.
It's the same thing on a cinnamon roll.
No. That's more of like a pure sugar glaze. I'm sure you can get that, but I just want buttercream icing. I don't like the cream cheese. It just taints the whole thing for me.
Buttercream, yes.
Yes.
Cream cheese.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
But that said, I don't mind cream cheese like on my bagel or whatever. That's fine.
You're so complicated.
Everybody get
honestly,
her order
if
right.
Could, if you could get a notebook, things about Sarah that she needs you to know. That's one of them. I don't know about you guys, but there was golf on at my house all weekend long.
Hey, Rory won. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. And it was a down to the wire big deal. And it was, and then there was crying. And it was great.
You know what's weird about him?
Crying in golf.
Rory was a guy who was dating and engaged to, and I don't remember the tennis player's name, but they were like the big young couple.
Mm.
They were like hot items.
Yeah.
Like they were known in each of their
fields,
and they're both
yeah.
like rich sports. They're not, you know, like they're unique to that sort of richy rich class and the whole thing. And then he just went, I'm not getting married.
Oh.
And broke the whole thing up and started over and had a really good run as a golfer. And then now he's got a wife and kids, but he just didn't, I guess he wasn't, I don't know, but it was very strange to see him like these two people.
So he went on to marry someone else.
He's married with kids now, but he'd...
The tennis player was Caroline Wozniacki.
Yeah.
Wozniacki.
Mm-hmm. Wozniacki.
Like, she's legit. She was a pro, and I don't know if she still plays or what, but...
And he and his wife now, they kind of broke up for a while, and then they got back together.
Oh.
I know that from watching Full Swing on Netflix, which covers the PGA.
Oh, yeah. John's been, ever since he told me about that, he's been watching that, too.
So
he's
great.
Like,
yeah.
Really, really
he's my favorite
it.
Golfer, so I was very
Rory
happy.
Is.
Yeah, Rory.
Oh.
By far.
Yeah. All right.
He looks just like my cousin Brad.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, it's actually, it's just such a weird thing. Like, every time I see him, it just, like, his profile looks like the whole situation going on with his mouth looks like my cuz.
So situation?
It's just the way it's, like, all set up. It's just a situation. Situational mouth positioning. I don't know.
Seems like another dude, just another dude to me, but I do think he's handsome. And
about his nose? The whole
thing. And I was rooting for him. And, you know, these things happen to athletes where there's a buildup of pressure because everyone's going, if he can just win this one, then he'll have the grand slam. He'll have won all the big ones.
In 1 year.
And I don't think he's done it in 1 year, but he's in a career.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I think that was it. But it was one of those things where you can be
five other
like,
people or something, right?
I don't know about that. But I just know that, like, the pressure was mounting for this guy. And going in, he kept saying, it's just another, it's not him. And I was like, oh, he's not going to do
it. Every major he's been in the last few years has been the same thing. And he's come up short several times, you know, second place.
And hardcore, like really, John was, you know, just could not talk more about golf. I tried to listen so hard. And he told me all about Rory and, you know, the heartbreak of years past and how amazing this year was for him. And he sat, listened to all the interviews afterward. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I could be watching SNL right now.
So you didn't watch The Last of Us, I'm assuming?
I didn't.
Okay.
No. Although, that's one we'll let build up. I mean, that's The Last of Us is an HBO show based on a video game. Second season just premiered. HBO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Rory McIlroy won the Masters in dramatic fashion and got his career grand slam. So they say even people who never golfed were watching this yesterday. And that's because it was on every GD TV. It's crazy. Let's see. He didn't make it easy on himself. Into day four, 2-stroke lead over DeChambeau, who faded early. And then Justin Rose came back from 7 shots down. And they had to have they had to go into extra innings.
Playoff.
Right. Anyway, congratulations to him and... let me see here. So it was the last major he needed for the Grand Slam. He has now won the U.S. Open in 2011, the PGA Championship in 2012 and 2014, and the British Open, also in 2014. And he'll be 36 next month, and they say here he hadn't won a major in over a decade.
That drought is what I was talking about. Mm. The buildup had become like a distraction that no one wants in their day-to-day life.
Right.
You know, we've all been waiting for you to win this one.
Because this is
Do you think you can
capper.
Get it done this time? Like, guys, no.
You know, I think I can. I
really
want to
go out
I?
There and come undone and just buckle in front of you all. That's what I really want to do. So let's hope. Jesus. But, you know, that's sports.
Happy Gilmore congratulated Rory right after the win. Adam Sandler posted a photo of them on the set of Happy Gilmore 2. We all love you. Love Happy. There's a sequel to that, by the way. So that's a little bit of shameless self-promotion. Netflix, July. All of Adam Sandler's movies now just go to Netflix.
Like, there a chance that'll be any good.
Thank you. I mean, I guess. I think that if you're a fan of Adam's, then you generally like his movies. I am a fan. I generally like them. And they're not free because I pay for Netflix. But I've pressed play on a bunch of those. And they say they're going to continue to throw money at him. Like, people are tuning in for those. Mostly because we've watched everything. Really? Oh, you can't wait?
For Happy Gilmore 2? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies of all time. And this, it looks really good. There's, like, every pro golfer's in it.
It is hugely full of cameos.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Me too.
Why?
I don't know.
Because.
Like, whatever.
I liked Happy Gilmore as well. The same way I liked Anchorman. When the second Anchorman came out, I went, I'm not watching that. Mm-hmm. There's no chance that lives up to the first one. And there is no chance the second Happy Gilmore lives up to the first one. Mm. This is like, in my opinion, this is, and I like Adam. I think he's whatever. I think he's fine. I would say that this is more about him broing all his friends and every pro golfer that he's ever met. And it's probably the most fun ever had on a set. But will it be a good movie? No, I think it's going to be an absolute stinker.
Oh. All right, well, we'll see.
I guess we'll find out in July. Do they still do Rotten Tomatoes stuff on stuff that's just on streaming, right?
Sure.
It's like a critics and a and an audience score. That'll be interesting.
I mean, like
those early Adam Sandler movies, though,
are great.
They're so, so good. So funny and so stupid. That whole group of people, the SNL, you know, the Chris Farleys and David Spade, all the guys. Like, there was a group of them that were just, like, putting out just really funny, over-the-top movies.
I think he's one of those guys that probably every single person on the set, all the pro golfers, all the actors, they probably all love him and are like, this is going to be the most fun. And it probably was.
I'll bet.
Will it be some kind of a comprehensive, you know, movie? I don't think so. Probably not.
It's a light comedy.
What happened to Happy?
Whatever happened to Happy? Let's find out. Well, he got older. He got 30 years older, at least. Travis Kelce would like a word with Kanye West. So there's a few people in line for words with Kanye West. Kanye continues to vomit all over Twitter, and not surprisingly, he's back at dumping on Taylor Swift. Taylor actually sent him a cease and desist letter. He said she had sex with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. That might not be the end of it. Source is saying that Travis Kelce's outrage. And look, you want your man to be outraged when someone's attacking you on Twitter. This is good boyfriend behavior. Travis Kelce, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Does this mean she didn't have sex with Bieber and Harry, or is she just mad that he's out there telling everyone she had sex with Bieber and Harry?
I don't know. Oh. That's a solid question. I just assumed the cease and desist was because she didn't, but I feel like I've never heard her linked with any of them, but it just sounds like more, you know, verbal vomit from Kanye West. I don't know why he fixates on someone and then they have to like, threaten legal action to shut him up. So Travis says, there must be consequences. West would never dare say this to Taylor's face.
Not with me standing there.
The source says, this isn't just Kanye West gossiping. Right. This is Kanye West sexually harassing a woman, defaming her, and intending to cause her harm and to her career.
Yep.
No, I'm sure that Travis would love to never stop punching Kanye, but you know, this is one
he'll
of
those. He'll have to get in line behind Jay-Z.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the Jay-Z thing last week. There's a long line of people, yeah.
So as you, I'm sure, are aware, Kanye West called Jay-Z and Beyonce's twins the R word and was going on about that they are like mentally challenged. And I mean, I'm saying it so much more nicely than he did. He did finally say, I'm sorry about it. He said, he actually did post this on Twitter. I'm sorry, Jay-Z. And then
it's true, but I shouldn't have said it. Guy is just,
his apologies. Yeah.
This guy's a disaster.
There's a little bit more. There's some N words in it though. I just not going to say it. So, and then, not long after, let's see how much longer afterwards. Oh, I don't see the date on this one. Damn it. Anyway, not much later, he said, do Beyonce ever let Jay get P-word? I mean, like at least a couple times. So now he's.
Does he mean they never do it?
He never gets it. Or outside P?
I'm asking you to clarify. I don't know.
If only I knew. If only anybody could clarify what Kanye West is talking about. Maybe he's a genius. Who can't spell genius? Maybe he's a genius underneath it all. And we're all just too stupid to understand it.
It does bring up an interesting question because Beyonce is a huge star in her own right and would have every right to say, as a woman, as a person, but also as a super celebrity, I don't have to do that right now. No.
Oh.
But then, you know, he's Jay-Z the whole time as well. And he's probably like, well, I also can go, you know.
Yeah. I literally have ladies waiting out there for me. I'm literally able to walk out the front door and
I just go, woo wee. I can't whistle, so that's going to have to do everyone.
I got you, though. I knew what you were going for.
And then it's happening to him, like, immediately. Yeah.
You know, it's, I'm not saying he's out there doing that.
Yeah, you are.
Because I don't know.
Look at the smile on your face.
I'm not saying that. I mean, there was that elevator fight. But, they say when in a lot of major league sports, Like, the rookies get the talk. Like, there's actually, you know, the training modules you guys have to do?
Yeah, they'll they're great.
Training modules on that chick's trying to get a baby from you. Mm-hmm. Like, the girls, when you come in late at night after a game or from wherever, you go into through the lobby of the hotel you're staying at, and those chicks are waiting there for what for you to grab one of them. They've pre-poked holes in the condom that they're going to be like, look, I'm so responsible. Like, don't buy it.
I never do this.
Only when a team is playing at that ballpark over there.
Oh, I've said that.
That's the only time I ever do this.
Oh, God, don't say that. You're just confirming you always do this.
Yep. Well, you know, what can you say? Really?
Nothing. Zip it.
Waiting
around at a bar for an athlete to come rolling through.
You're not even in the bar. You're hanging in the lobby by the elevators. Like, this arm is crooked. Go ahead and loop it. Loop through. Available for party time. Excellent. Anyway, I'm sure that I'm sure everybody of the stature of the major league athlete, the major league rock star, Jay-Z. He walks into any place anybody knows he's staying at. I'm sure it's an option for him at all times. So I don't know why Kanye feels like he's got to say.
I do.
Is Beyonce ever going to give you? Do Beyonce ever let Jay get pee? I mean, like at least a couple times.
He is mentally ill.
Yeah.
And that's why.
By the way, he also said, I need everyone to know that I took the post about Jay-Z and Beyonce's family down because there was a possibility of my Twitter being canceled. Oh.
That backs up the apology.
Yeah. And then he says, does she ever let him get any? Okay.
Well.
That's fine. I also wanted to mention really quickly, but Minecraft had another incredible weekend. I know you were a part of that.
So they got some of our money.
Yeah, so I think their opening weekend was the opening weekend was so much money. Like we talked about this last week. What, 170?
150, 170.
It was just, yeah, like enormous that. Opening weekend. Well, it had another $80 million weekend. It's already past half a billion worldwide. It's at 550 million 2 weeks out. So congrats. People love their Minecraft. Even just at like every still I see from this, everything is a cube. It's just adorable. It's so cute.
It is. It was a super fun movie. If your kids are into it, you'll get some laughs as well. I don't know why you'd go without some kids, but if you've got that kind of time, if you've got that kind of time, good for you. There are laughs there for sure. To me, if you're a grown up by yourself without kids, that's a wait at home and watch it, you know, on your TV when it's free.
Right.
Because that's going to happen.
Very sooner than you think.
Soon enough, right? Yeah.
Cinemas aren't happy about that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A new kind of racing league and a horse story after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram and see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
The Radio Alice Report.
Pictures from the show?
Yeah. If anything goes on, we take pictures of it and post them right up there.
All this work we do on ourselves, I mean, really.
I know. It's amazing.
Don't let it go to waste.
No. Wow. Check us out over here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Outside Lands.
Oh,
all week. Listen for the code word at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505. And so that's a lot of times.
So you many have a O5s all day.
To get in on Outside Lands. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. That's always going to be the contest line.
Yeah.
20357. So maybe enter that so that you can always be, you know,
yeah,
on
ready
it.
To go.
For your chance to win a pair of 3-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands, starring Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and more. On August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Don't be jealous of the people just getting home from Coachella. Right. We have our own giant great event right here in Golden Gate Park.
We do. And it's so much less deserty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not into deserty stuff, we have that for you.
Some of the stuff that happens there looks cool. And then other times when I hear about the, like, the cluster at the opening of the place where yes. everyone's been waiting for, and I just think that I don't have that in me anymore. There, I used to be, I could be like, well, I'm 10 drinks in. Who cares? I want to go talk to some other cars. See you guys later.
Bye.
And then somehow I find a bike and drive by later on a bicycle.
Ah. What? Beep, beep. Cling, 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 cling. You.
Hassan, look at him go. You know.
I don't even know where I am.
Making the best of a
where
bad
am I
situation.
Going again?
Nowhere.
There's a concert. Fast. I missed the whole thing.
I hear music. I do. I definitely hear it.
Anyway, all right. So it should be a nice day. Mostly sunny sky. Yesterday was summer at my house.
Oh my
it
God.
It started off, there was a little morning fog, but it all burned off and it was hot.
It was a gorgeous weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful.
So hopefully we'll see some more of that today.
That would be very, very, very nice.
Real quick catch up on this. And if you're looking for only sports, you can go to our other station down the hall. It's mm-hmm. called The Game. But Rory won the Masters, and he's a, I consider him a real crowd favorite.
He's so likable.
I think a lot of people were rooting for him, and there was a lot of pressure on him, and he lived up to the moment and pulled it. And I'm glad for him, because now he can just go out and play golf, and he doesn't have that thing that everyone goes, what's it going to be like if you lose again, Rory?
Right. Well, I didn't. I have them all, and now I'm going on with my life.
Jeez.
I'm going to take up another hobby.
Yeah, gosh. The NBA playoffs now. So the regular season's over. The Warriors did make the playoffs, but they have... There's just such a glut of teams that somehow we ended up only in the play-in.
Oh.
So we play tomorrow. Warriors are at home versus Memphis, 7 p.m. game time. It's on TNT, and it's also here.
Oh, so you could go.
You could go.
Are there tickets available?
I have to believe yes.
All right.
I don't know. The one time I bought tickets, I got so royally ripped off, I never even looked.
Are you talking about Hamilton again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just that we came to buying tickets late in life, and we were in radio the whole time. We didn't know about buying tickets.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I wouldn't know if there are tickets available because I don't even consider. I see something and I go, boy, that'd be fun to go, but yeah, I can't make it.
Christina, can you?
I'm not going to be able
to
make it.
You know about tickets. Maybe we could go to this.
There's a new... Go Warriors, by the way. There's a new racing startup.
A racing startup?
A racing startup that is, I feel like...
You mean like an alternative to NASCAR or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
A racing startup.
A startup in LA is launching a new sport.
Oh, a whole new sport.
A whole new sport. How do you feel about sperm racing?
Oh, who's got the fastest swimmers? I like it.
A startup in LA. You do?
Yes.
You do?
I do. I would like to know who is the king of the sperm. You just said sperm racing. It's funny. We don't do that. Don't treat yourself around a sausage over there. That's like it's a real thing. This is like, this is becoming a new sport.
Well, maybe
we need to embrace it.
Is that name?
Why do we have to dance around everything? Jesus, we're all grown-ups. Hi, kids.
A startup in LA says it's launching the first man-fish racing league.
A man-fish. Let's go with man-fish.
I approve.
Man, they're like minnows. They're manos.
Manos.
We'll race our manos.
I should have really put thought into that. I just made it
up. I'm in. Okay. So, man-minnow racing. Got it?
They're saying, this is not a joke. And I went, oh, yeah, this is a joke.
A little bit of a joke.
And then I went to their website, and sure enough, they've got a countdown and little swimmers. So this is obviously microscopic.
So this, what I'm looking at here is just like in one day, 5 hours and 17 minutes, the world's first ever man minnow race is gonna. What is this? 1,000 seats, 100 VIPs, one arena.
Because there's an actual venue, and they think people will go to this. Will they? I don't know. They're live streaming the first event on April 25th.
I actually feel like this from is the something Hollywood every Palladium. Dude, like, admit it, you guys. Deep down inside, you're like, I wonder how my swimmers would do.
No, I think the common joke, well, maybe. I know. I never thought I wouldn't.
You would be like, I think I can do better. I've knocked a girl up a couple times. I bet I can make that happen.
In general, every time you do it, you're trying not to knock a girl up. Mm.
But and twice I really, you were trying to.
No, well, that's totally different than most of my life. Mm. Every time I did it, I was trying not to.
Well, this would be a good thing to know about yourself. If you were trying not to, be like, damn, I got strong swimmers.
And then when it's time to actually, you know,
swim for
cross
it.
Your
just
fingers
keep swimming,
and
swimming, swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Make it happen, but not too soon because this is fun.
Yeah. Want a few months of, you know.
But then there's, you know, pressure. You start to worry and be concerned. Yeah, stuff's happening on that screen on this side over here as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there's some things happening.
Are you doing that?
I am not doing that.
There's somebody working an arrow. Yeah.
They're probably trying to fix the
problem. Oh, they're doing it from some other room.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay,
well,
good.
Yeah. If they're listening, they should know that they're working on the wrong one. There seems to be three screens that are attached. None of them have the thing I need. Back to
tickets are on sale today.
Okay. Can I watch this on live stream?
And the live stream. Okay. So there's a live stream on April 25th. It'll be at the Hollywood Palladium. The manfish races are on a microscopic racetrack.
Well, they would have to be.
Where guys can go head to head to see. Don't say that. It's not hot.
How do they differentiate between them?
Now, hold on.
Numbers on
so
them?
Maybe there are two samples. Yeah, that would be good. Like little jerseys. Mine, I'm in the red with the yellow lightning, and I'm over here with the blue.
Sponsors.
With the thunderclap, right.
You know, Trojan.
Sure. Oh, my God. Well, of course, right?
Yeah.
So I got to assume we've got two different samples. They're in two different places, but they both have the same length goal. Like maybe it's like a one-inch traveling. Who will make it that 1 inch fastest?
What do they use for the rabbit? You know how in dog races
well,
they have the
rabbit? You know, they got to get a lady egg. I mean, some girl's got to give up an egg for this. They don't have eggs.
They actually mentioned that. They built a microscopic racetrack so guys can go head to head and see who has the fastest swimmers. The track mimics the dynamics of a woman's reproductive system.
Oh,
but
no.
There is no actual egg involved. There will be no pregnancy at the end of this race.
But something that will attract them will be at one end of the... It'll be at the other end of the racetrack. This is fun.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Come on, Maddie. Face it. Admit it. You would love to know how your sperm perform against other guys' swimmers.
Mine are just hitting each other in the head and bouncing off walls.
I'm pretty sure
after my lifestyle for as many years,
what if
they're just not?
You guys have champion swimmers. What if? Oh. And you're like, oh, is there money in this? Like, what's the purse? Who are the two guys who are facing off first? I gotta know.
I don't know who the athletes will be, but they are in fact trying to bring attention
Nick
to
Nick Cannon. And Elon Musk.
Eddie Murphy.
They're going to get one.
I would pay to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh my God, look at them. Those guys are flagellating like crazy.
My money's on Nick Cannon.
The point is to bring attention to fertility and turn health into a competition because it's
sure
something
it
you can train for just like any other sport.
Oh, you can train for this.
What?
It's about making male fertility something people actually want to talk about, track, and improve.
Other than men. People other than men? Is that... Tracy Morgan should be in this. Huh?
The first race. Yeah. Oh, I do have the competitors.
Get her pregnant.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Who is it?
The first race will feature competitors from UCLA and USC.
Oh, so kids
so it's
in
a
college.
Real, well, I mean, college kids, yes.
Yeah.
Don't say kids.
They've got
very scary.
Young and dumb.
Yes, but they're not kids.
They're children. You're right.
No.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Not that either. It's a real crosstown rivalry, though.
Oh, that'll be good. So is it multiple guys from each school, or is it?
And they eventually do hope to get celebrities involved.
Oh, yeah.
The website is spermracing.com.
I like it.
If you missed that.
It's spermracing.com.
It's
a thing. It's a real thing. What is this is for male fertility.
Smash my glasses.
Oh, don't smash your glasses.
Oh, these are
this is important. Did you really just break your glasses?
Yep.
Oh, Vin. What'd you do? Pop out the lens?
No, I smashed my hand down on it.
You're
so new frame. Remember I told you I put the old lenses in a new frame. Now, okay. Well, anyway, it's fine. Where was I?
I want you guys to enter when
I was trying not
available.
To say that a second time is where I was, and then there you were.
It would be very interesting to see how your sperm fare in this racing, which is a legitimate thing to highlight male fertility.
Right.
It's important.
Thank you.
Sure. Doing my part over here.
So there are people out there who need support.
They're swimmers.
Emotional support animals.
Oh, okay. Sure. There are.
There are also people out there that just like their dogs and think if you put an emotional support shirt on the dog that it makes it so. And well, if they can have their pet, then why can't I? What? I need this.
Yeah.
I need my emotional support bunny.
I have an emotional support peacock, which I think was an actual thing that got brought on a plane one time. This is my emotional support peacock.
Four people in Louisiana decided to make a statement.
Oh,
they got arrested for their fun. They rode their emotional support horses through a Walmart last week.
Oh. Did they? I have questions. Actually, seems like a really dangerous place to take a horse.
It's a bad move. And while it's funny and maybe it makes a point about this emotional support nonsense that, you know, everybody's got to.
Is it because people are bringing too many pets, like, you know, Polly the Prize, potbelly pig into the Walmart?
If you go to a grocery store, they say, don't bring your animal in.
Yeah.
Like, please.
This is a place where we sell food.
Right.
We don't want your animal. Your filthy animal.
It's not even that. It's just like
animal style.
As soon as you say, yeah, I mean, if you need it, then sure. And then everybody needs it. Well, then I'm not leaving my dog in the car.
Right,
if you get to bring your dog in, then I'll bring my dog in. And
we're
then
all
going to
bring our dogs in.
Now the place is filled up with dogs.
And all the things that come with dogs.
And that's awesome.
In the grocery store, Maddie.
It's not awesome, Maddie.
Anyway.
Plus I got to say, you know, there's so many bad dog owners. Some like now I'm going to have to worry about your dog jumping on me or biting my kid or me. He doesn't. Oh, don't worry. He's running at you looking all scary, but he's very friendly. Well, I don't know your dog and I don't know you.
My dog's different.
Right. My dog's different. No, not my dog. My dog wouldn't do that. Okay.
Yeah. No, I've seen all that stuff. He never does that. I don't understand.
I don't understand. When did that
happen? This is the first time that's happened. Huh?
Oh, that's weird.
Huh. Well, my dog is made of meat, so I guess your dog just couldn't help himself. What the? You mean that never happens?
Yeah. Your dog must smell super nice and meaty. He's just trying to treat himself a round of dachshund.
A round of sausage.
Yeah. Oh, right, sausage. My bad. Right. Sorry.
Anyway, it seems like a stunt they played for their 15 minutes of fame, and they're proud of themselves. They said, it was fun. Yeah. We were famous, that's all. We didn't want to hurt anybody. Although, you know, the emotional support horse is gigantic.
Frankly, it's a rare horse that will be like, yeah, I'll go in there and all these be assailed by all these new stimuli and not freak out and hurt myself.
I'm
picturing like their feet and the metal,
all the shelving and slippery floors. Horses go to the bathroom where they want.
Oh, they don't even care. They don't even notice. They're just walking along and it's coming out the back.
Right. These guys know that. Come on. Anyway, the police didn't think it was funny. And they're looking at charges for disturbing the peace by violent and tumultuous in a violent and tumultuous manner.
Mm. Someone could have gotten really hurt, or a horse could have been very badly hurt.
And at least one of the writers was a kid, so they're also not the best role models. But, you know, again, they were just like, hey, what's...
And when one horse freaks out, usually all the horses around it freak out, too. Well, like, what is he freaking out for? Oh, my God!
My youngest was asking me about horses, and I was trying to say, she said, have you ridden a horse? And I said, yes, I have. And she said, did you love it? And I said, they're a lot bigger than you think. And she asked me to tell her more. And I was trying to come up with how tall a horse is at saddle height. And I said, I think it's about with a little higher than when I got you on my shoulders. Mm. So when I put her on my shoulders, she's so tall. And I mean, they're, of course,
round,
much
too.
Rounder. Yeah.
You
and
feel like you're sitting up.
Extremely muscular and they're moving the whole time in a way that is kind of creepy. I don't know. Like they, if you know, if someone went, yeah, and you weren't ready, you'd go flying right off the back.
If you didn't know what you're doing, yep.
Right?
Sure.
Or if you were all, and then it didn't move and you're like.
Oh, that was actually good. Use your seat to push a horse forward.
My is broken.
Yeah.
Now what do I do? Oh.
What? That's just a mouth click.
That's,
you did it.
That's no, I'm not. You and I did very different things. Horse college on display.
That's what, yes,
everyone.
That's what I. That's where I learned it in horse college.
Williams and Sonoma.
Yes. Williams and Sonoma horse college.
Where was that again?
I don't know. I think it was in like Texas.
No, it was not.
Just not sure. Where is
Rhode
William?
Island?
Where
were you in Rhode
Williams
Island?
Williams and Sonoma from? It was in Sonoma. It was in Napa. What am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. I'm a doctor, and I get so many requests from people wanting me to write them a letter saying they need an emotional support animal.
Oh, my. Really?
Some even go as far as to say that it's my duty to do.
Oh, well.
Or they ask how much to... pay me to do it. And I, and this person at 408 says, no way.
Well, what about for $5,000?
Well, that seems like a lot.
Well, what's your price? Everyone's got their price.
$5,000 is the price.
I want you to write me a support animal letter. Okay, that's $5,000, please.
Yeah.
Not covered by insurance.
I was recently in a Home Depot and a guy walked by with his dog and it pooped through the whole store.
No, it didn't.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
It pooped through the whole store.
I know John does the store stuff at your house, but
not
stores.
These days. I know.
Oh, stores, because he's on crutches.
Every day I get a list of every
How's it
store.
Going?
It's so good. We sat and watched golf all weekend.
It was great. You could have gone out. You could have left.
I did leave for a while,
okay,
actually.
There you go.
Did some gardening.
There you go.
I stared at my hot tub. I did sit in it. It doesn't have water in it yet, though.
So. There is no such thing legally as an emotional support animal in regards to the ADA. Only service dogs. Yeah, that's part of the problem is someone who's blind and actually needs this dog to get them into the store and out of the store safely.
Now that dog's in a fight with a dog that's just coming at him because it's not well trained.
That's why I would never do that with my dog. Mm. Like, as much as I love my dog, I don't take it places because of that. Because it takes
dogs,
away from service dogs.
Yes, service dogs go through rigorous training. They have a job and they know it. Like
isn't one of the great big schools right in San Rafael?
Yeah.
Guide dogs for the blind. Right up in San Rafael. You see them walking around the streets there in training.
Yep.
Super cool. I don't get up there much anymore, but I saw that a lot.
Yeah.
And thought it was pretty cool. And also I would go to Bananas and see them walking around the streets there.
And it's expensive to get a guide dog for the blind because they go through years of training. And they'll get whole bunches of puppies and only some of them are candidates for the training. They need a special dog.
Right.
And as you know, dogs don't live that long.
Don't bring that up.
Please don't.
Can't help it. It's a bummer. I know. I know. But your dogs seem to live forever, right up until they all don't at once. Oh my gosh.
510 says, my nephew got bit and needed stitches from a dog that he asked to pet in a hardware store. keep your dogs at home. Yeah, I mean, and that kid will be like, I'm cured from ever asking to pet another dog again.
I'm scared of dogs now for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Space Shots and Saturday Night Live right after this. Oh, hold on. I got to still use this.
What?
Wait, hold on. Did that? Hold up.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.